Start.
Movement.
Speed.
Live in hope.
Toward the peak.
On Youth Station.
Youth Station. Youth Station.
Islamati, Allah my Lord,
His word Quran,
Muhammad Prophet,
praise be upon,
I am Muslim for all of time.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله everyone.
عليكم السلام ورحمة الله. Welcome dear audience. This is Youth Station.
And you are listening to IRB English Radio.
Today we're going to discuss about a situation where all of us, you know, sometime in our life come across to this.
Or maybe many times.
Yeah,
because
maybe
we're
many
living
times.
In a modern age, then everything is possible to happen many times a day, even.
Yeah, and all the people, like, you know, who are living apart from their families in different countries.
That's very true, yes.
Like, for me, I'm living in the Hausa. So, like, you know, I'm away from my family. So, you know, these situations, and we are talking about being alone.
Mm-hmm.
So that...
And feeling lonely.
Feeling lonely. So, like, when you, these are two different words.
Exactly.
Alone and lonely.
Mm-hmm.
So, alone is more like a situation.
In which
where
physically you're alone.
Yeah, you're physically alone. You have
Nobody's around you.
No one's around you. Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
But being lonely, it's more like a feeling.
Yes.
You know, that
something from the inside.
Something from the inside. And that's that feeling.
This is the one that happens most of the time.
Yeah, that feeling is really emotional. You know, you feel it many a times, and that's a bad feeling.
You really need someone. I think as a human being, this feeling happens a lot.
You know, what's the reason for that? Human is a social animal.
Yes.
Human has to interact with others.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, at some stage of his life.
Yes.
When no one's around him, like, or he is not interacting with someone.
You know, it's not just about other people being around you. Sometimes you're in a crowd and you're feeling lonely.
That's a good point, yeah.
And I think that comes as an internal thing that has been sticked to you. It's
mm-hmm.
a part of you. Because again, as human beings, since we're going to die, after all, eventually, it's going to be death, which is going to be the end of this journey,
mm-hmm.
of course, and the start of another. But then we're going to be alone. So at the end of the day, we come to the conclusion that if we consider these things as related to each other, then I would sometimes, some moments in my life, I might contemplate and I would say, well, after all, I'm a lonesome.
Yeah.
After all, I'm going to be a lonesome and I'm a lonely traveler.
Yeah.
It's true, I have a family, I have friends, I have many people around me, but...
You're talking about the final destination.
Yes. The end of the story.
Yeah.
The finalement.
Yeah, it's going to be you and your journey. You'll
so, this makes me feel like I'm a lonesome. The feeling of being lonely happens a lot to a human being. And it's normal, I think, because at the end of the day, as I told you, we are... lonesome people.
If you see it this way, like, there are many people
mm-hmm.
who are alone,
yes,
but they're not lonely.
Yes.
And the other way around, like,
yes,
vice versa.
Of
there are many
course.
People who are alone, but they are also lonely.
They keep themselves engaged in different things, so they don't feel alone, but they are, they don't feel lonely, but they are alone.
Yeah, the people, they're not alone, but they're lonely.
Yes.
Like, alone, like, you know, you're
we're
living in a country,
we're going through too
like,
much of alone and alone.
Yeah. Like, you know, if you're living in a country with so many people around you,
yes,
but still you don't have a friend.
Mm-hmm.
I guess there's a hadith from Amir al-Mu'mineen, like, poor is a person who does not have any friends.
Yes.
So, like, family and friends is the important factors that takes your loneliness away.
Exactly. The distractions of the truth in the world.
Yeah, so...
That's how we've been engaged in this world, you know, through having a family, through having children, we're going to be tested and also our lonesome is going to be relieved.
Yeah, may Allah bless all our friends and
yes, of course.
The friend of friends
mm-hmm.
for human,
yes.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Most High.
The best friend ever.
The best friend ever.
He would never turn against you.
Exactly.
He would never leave you. Let's go for a little break and then we'll be back. Thank you for listening to us and giving your ears and attention.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Youth Station.
That's the thing, right? Like, you know, people don't make Allah their friend. Or they don't consider Him as their friend.
Why do you think that thing happens?
They don't really understand the concept of making Allah their friend. Like, what does it mean to make Allah your friend?
Mm-hmm.
That's the reason. When you understand, like, what does it mean by making Allah your friend?
Again, I would point my finger to the modern age. I would say that there are many engaging things that involve you in, but then truly you lose the track of your life. You lose the track of the truth that tells you where you have came from and where you are headed to.
Yeah.
So this is the thing. I think the people nowadays are so much involved in making money, in running a family. You know, it's very difficult these days. And these things take you away from the real things that you belong to, the real feelings that you should have, a time to think about yourself, to consider Allah, to speak to Him, to have a chit-chat with Him.
Yeah, that's right. Like, people are not aware of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like, there's a hadith, right, in the narration, that, you know, Allah's love is more than that of 70 mothers.
Yes.
We all know what a mother's love is.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just 70 times of it is the love of Allah.
Yes. Sometimes when I was younger, I used to say, well, there's no extreme to a mother's love. Then how could I imagine? How kind could God be?
Exactly. Like, if he, you know, get to know more about this.
Yes.
Like, anyone can certainly make Allah his friend.
Well, a mother's kindness is a ray of His kindness. Now, just imagine the source of that kindness, how it would be.
Allah
then
Allah.
It would leave no place for feeling lonely.
Let's discuss about what can we do when someone's feeling lonely. Like, for me, if I talk about my personal situation, what can we do?
Yes.
Yeah, if you're feeling lonely. So, like, when I came here to study, I was alone.
Mm-hmm.
Like, alone in the sense, like, I knew no one here.
Yes.
So I had no friends, I had no relatives over here. So, like, this way I was alone. But I became lonely at the stage when there used to be any Eid or any festivals.
Because
you know, all the time, you know, it was just normal for me. I was studying,
yes.
I was going to my classes. But lonely I became at the stage when there used to be any festival.
When you
any
had no
Eid.
Busyness.
Yeah. When there used to be any special occasion, whereas in our religion, you know, all the family members, they gather, they have a feast.
Yes.
So these times, I used to feel lonely.
Yes, it's very normal because at those times you had more time to think.
Yeah, that day you remember your family very much.
The reason of our all miserable thing, I think, is thinking.
Yeah, that day I was
when
really remembering my
thinking,
mom, like, love you, mom.
Everything turns to be.
So, what can we do over here?
So you're just saying it. We have to keep ourselves engaged. We have to do things.
Yeah, so that day I called my mom. It was Eid al-Fitr, like right after Ramadan. So, like, I was just controlling my tears that day. So, like, my mom's kind of sensitive. So if I cry, like, she will start crying more than me.
Yes, she would break into crying.
She will cry more than me. So for these situations, like, the first option, where your option is just visit your family.
Yes, visit your family.
Yeah, and if you cannot,
go out with your friends.
Yeah, just go out with your friends and look at the different, there might be different ways.
Yes, everyone has got their own special habits of how to control the lonesome or the feeling of feeling lonely. So for everyone, it differs. I usually do different things and stuff myself with pile of new things and
like
tasks.
To keep yourself busy.
Yes, keep myself busy, read a book, go for, I don't know, different things that keep my brain and mind away from the thought of being lonely.
Yeah, that's a good way to, you know, avoid loneliness.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, one more thing to add on. In my story, like where I said, like, on the day of Eid, I was feeling really lonely. So what I did after that, so first I called my mom and I spoke to them. Mm-hmm. Whereas because that time I couldn't visit my family. So the best way, like one more thing, like take refuge to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Exactly.
And just take refuge.
And since we're living in Qom, we're lucky enough to have a shrine, then whenever we feel lonely,
exactly,
we go there. And everything that time, is just faded away.
That time I was luckily in Mashhad, so I went to the shrine of Imam Rida alayhi salam.
That's very
So, you know, that was, you know, a really, you know, someone, it was like someone put a hand on my chest, like to
you
release
feel it.
Me,
you
to
truly
me.
Feel it, that they are looking after you. They are watching over you.
So that was a great relief over there.
Mm-hmm. So whenever you feel lonely, just don't feel like you are the only person who is feeling this emotion. It happens to everyone. It's pretty much normal and natural of human beings. But then you can find refuge in Allah. He's always there for you. You can speak to Him. And trust me, when you start speaking to Him or reciting some special supplications or du'as, you would feel like He's there and you would feel that He's accompanying you.
Right. You know, most of the times what happens is sometimes you feel lonely,
mm-hmm,
and sometimes you're left alone,
uh-huh,
like people leaving you.
This one is so sad.
Yeah, like it's a different
and so heartbreaking.
Factor, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, like if people leave you alone. Like, you know, we see like many occasions.
Yes.
And as we're recording this show in near to the Safar of Imam Hussein, when Imam Hussein left Medina,
uh-huh,
and he was heading towards Karbala, and you know all the, you know, the story that happened. Like if you talk about Hadrat Muslim, alayhi salam, like how he was left alone in the Kufa, like when he went to Kufa, there were thousands of people, you know, who were supporting him. When they saw the enemy, they left him alone.
That is the feeling of loneliness.
Yeah, that's, you know, when no one's there to help you, like everyone just, you know, you had someone, but again they left you.
Yes.
Like, you know, that's
Which
a major,
so
you know, sad,
sad
feeling.
A very much sad feeling.
You know, this happens because sometimes, you know, due to the fear of the enemy,
mm-hmm,
due to the fear of the consequences.
Yes.
When your ultimate goal is not Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Exactly.
You
we
just
should consider
leave the
that point
path
as well.
Of haq, mm-hmm, path of truth.
Exactly. They left him alone when he was in need of help.
Yeah. So I guess this was all the time we had. So we all need to search a good friend, and may we all be good friends with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Yes, He would be always there for you. So trust Him, and whenever you feel lonely, just go to Him. He would never let you down. Thank you for listening. It was a pleasure to be with you once more. Until another session, I leave you to the protection of God.
Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
I am what I am because You made. I have what I have. My love is strong because of You. In weakness I am braver, my defender and my savior, my giver and my taker. Abiding in silence with patience and guidance, aware when I need You, the light when I seek You, justice, forgiveness, the strength in my weakness and my